next petition, number 9195, mountain licensees and expanded use of hounds again. And we heard from Patrick Weimer earlier. And Mr. Weimer, I'll ask you to come back up again. And we'll do the same thing.
I guess in light of a, we are kind of running on the same type of stuff here. My proposal was for a pursuit season for this year, the following, and then we go into what we're doing now, kind of, that we discuss whether we are going to have a harvest limit for hounds and that type of stuff. With that being said, you guys have talked a lot on how you would allocate tags. Most every state that runs hounds, it's not necessarily a draw, and that's kind of what we're trying to stay away from, because that limits the amount of people that are able to do it. Running the season currently like we do, where everybody can buy a tag, and you check every morning whether a lion has been harvested or whatever, so you know your numbers, where they're at, and what you need to harvest. Wyoming is a great example. I do a lot of my hunting primarily over there. They are all in separate units where this unit has 25 lions able to be taken. This unit has 20 lions able to be taken. There's resident quotas, there's non-resident quotas. When those cats are taken, that unit closes down. I believe we've got an ability to do that here. It'd be very simple with our elk units, where we could split those units into lion units as well. But that would be further on with my petition. It may help with what you guys are discussing on the last. I would hate to see something go where it turns into something where you have to take 10 years to draw a tag, you know? And that's what we run into here with Custer State Park. I run in there a lot for several different people, and we've been successful on harvesting some lions there. And the main thing is, I hear from people, it's always the older gentleman, and it's, I don't want to die before I draw this tag. And that's how it's turning into, you know? I don't know if any of you guys have put in for Custer State Park. You probably started early on in the season when we first started it, and now you got 8, 9, 10 preference points. And, you know, you're getting into the age where the possibility of doing that might not happen. With the proposal of the pursuit season, that would be a non-kill. All it is a tree and free. It's no different than what Game and Fish does with the current study that they do. And having that, we could merge that into a relationship with Game and Fish, where instead of paying these houndsmen to come from out of state, because that's what we currently do. We pay two different houndsmen to come work the month of December to do our numbers. However they go about doing it, they do their DNA, they do their study, we could eliminate that, where we don't have to pay that. You know, I voluntarily run my hounds for anybody and everybody that gets hold of me. I enjoy doing it. I love bringing people to a lion tree. There's nothing more, like, the relationship between a lion and a person, it's so much more than hunting a normal animal. When you walk that lion tree, a hound can sit under that tree all day long, and that cattle just sit up there and sleep. They have no desire. But when you make that corner, that cat sees you, there's a relationship that happens between you and that animal. You know, it's an experience most people don't get to experience, and I love to bring people to that. With that being said, we could have some sort of program where there's a group out of Game and Fish where we have a number we can call. I'd gladly call Game and Fish and say, hey, I got a cat running right now. I'll have it in a tree in such amount of time. If you guys are here and would like to make a study on it, would like to get DNA off this cat, we're going to let it go. You guys are welcome to do what you need to do with it. And I feel that would help South Dakota move forward with a relationship between the local houndsman and Game and Fish. I love to see normal people be able to go on these hunts, but I would like to give the houndsmen of South Dakota more beneficial opportunities to enjoy the sport that we do. It's a lifestyle. It absolutely is a lifestyle. There's nothing more than what we do. We live, breathe, sleep this type of stuff. You know, we, like I explained earlier, we are constantly training our dogs and putting in the time to make these dogs into these amazing tracking machines. And you don't just go buy a dog and let it loose in the woods. It just don't work that way. There's so much behind it. We run into a lot of the issues where people tell us, well, you can't track your dogs. You don't know where you're at. I believe you guys said, you can't see a dog over the hill or whatever. I brought my unit here with me. If any of you want to look at it, if you want to check it out, I can do demonstrations. I can show you. And at a further point, say we go to Deadwood, I'd be glad to bring a dog out. We can do a demonstration. We can show you how they work. We can show you what we're about. I can control almost 30 dogs on this one controller. I can see exactly where they're at. I can see what they're doing. I can see how fast they're going. I can see if they're looking in a tree. Like, it's so advanced. And I use nothing but a little beep. My dogs are tone trained. I hit that beep, and most time I don't even do that. I can physically call my dogs back from over a mile away with my voice alone, and they'll be at my feet. I can watch them coming to me. And if they're not coming to me, I can give them a tone, and they turn their head, back they come. You know, we have the ability to control these animals so well anymore. It's not just a let these dogs run all wild. You know, I run 7 dogs at the same time. So, I mean, everybody's been to a dog park. It seems like an absolute mess when you go to do stuff like that. But we strive to have these animals trained to the precise ability that they are, because these dogs aren't only family. They're worth a lot of money. Like, and a dog is priced on its ability to do something. It's no different than horses or anything like that, you know. So I'm not going to risk sending my dogs out in order to get hurt by a cat, get hurt off jumping off a cliff, whatever. You know, I know these dogs have the ability to do what they're able to do, and they're able to do it well. We've proven it in Custer State Park. Like they had just mentioned, it's a very effective method on harvesting these animals. In my proposal, I would like to see the pursuit season move forward, where you buy a pursuit tag. I think $100 would gladly get anybody and everybody with hounds would buy one of those tags. That would increase revenue. There's no limit on them, because we're not harvesting. We're not killing animals. We're solely going out to train our animals, tree the cat, take some cool photos of it, wave goodbye, and say see you later. Jeremy mentioned on the studies that they do with stress levels and that type of stuff, and this is stuff they really have done. They've monitored these cats. They've out in Oregon. They have treated them, and they look at the hounds as no more than a nuisance. We run into issues where coyotes actually run up on our tracks. I've had coyotes overtake bobcat tracks from me. You know, so these animals are constantly being pursued by this stuff on the daily. So it's nothing more than their daily life. So I don't see it being, you know, we get looked at as this bloodthirsty sport, and we're not that. It's a lifestyle, and I would like to see South Dakota open up some opportunities for us, seeing the pursuit season go from the 23 to 24 and 24 to 25. It would give us the opportunity to show you guys as the commission that we won't have these negative ideas that a lot of people perceive when they look at the hounds. And that could prove to you guys that moving forward, we could have a season where we could harvest some cats. And with that being said, the limit wouldn't necessarily be a hound limit. It could be the current limit that we have, and you would have to check in every morning whether the hound quota has been filled or the boot quota has been filled. If the boot hunters fill those cats and the hound tags don't get filled, they're both out, you know what I mean, if that makes any sense. But we have the opportunity to work both at the same time. I run into a lot of guys that say, as a boot hunter, I don't want to be out there and see somebody come up behind me and these dogs overpass me on my track. But there's rules to this type of stuff that, you know, it's unwritten rules. I don't let loose on a track that I know somebody's hunting, whether that be a first person on foot, that be a person on with dogs. And they do the same thing. The boot hunters don't let loose on a track that they know somebody is already working. You know, it's the unwritten law. So I think we could really move forward with having a good relationship between the two hunting entities in the hills, and I think it'd be a great opportunity for South Dakota.
Very good. Any questions for Mr. Weimer at this point? I think what we'll do, we'll listen to Director Kirschman, and then after we've heard all that we need to hear, we'll come back.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Madam Chairs and Commissioners, again, Tom Kirschman, Director of the Wildlife Division. So the second petition, as you had Mr. Weimer just explained to you, certainly has some other components to the concept of mountain lions and, or excuse me, mountain lion hunting season and the use of hounds here, a little bit different than the previous discussion. First and foremost, as he described, looking into the future of potential of a pursuit season turning into actual harvest season and that, interesting concept. It's another structure, another design, another approach for consideration. Certainly what I would offer to you is we go over through the next month and consideration of the first petition that you adopted. Is that the better route, better mechanism to go? Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Is it a limited draw? Certainly understand the questions around, you know, preference points and waiting to be selected if you're not selected on a given year. So that's something that we could consider over the next month from the petition that you passed already. What I would offer in the very, very brief time that we had internally to visit about a pursuit season, understand that it is used in other parts of the country and some other states. It does bring forward some questions and concerns to us, to be quite honest with you. A couple items is that I'm sitting here thinking as we're having these conversations, number one, that the petitioner just talked about as well, is that potential for interference of others hunting out there. You asked the first petitioner on the first petition, you know, how many members, how many people would be out there? The answer was quite a few, right? And if all 100 members go out and are pursuing or participating in pursuit hunts, now I know that's a stretch if all 100 would be out there in a given day, but even if you had half of them on a given day or a given weekend, that's a whole lot more than what's currently out there right now. What does that mean potentially for interference of other hunters that are out there, and what does that look like? And those are all things to consider and talk about some more. The concept of utilizing this for also assisting us in the collection of DNA, it's not, I don't want it to sound as simple as just going out and you tree them, you dart them, and you've got the sample, right? Sure, certainly that is a big part of it, right? That is the whole key in how we do our population regeneration of it, and our staff will talk about that in a few moments here as well with our mountain lion overview for you. But there's more to it that it is a very orchestrated approach. We have individuals that go out in certain times, certain locations, under certain conditions, under a certain amount of time, because we track catch per unit effort that it requires and takes to get a line to obtain the DNA sample. All of those little intricacies are all parts that go into those efforts. So is there an opportunity someday down the future where we can utilize some of the folks as part of the South Dakota Houndsmen to assist us with that? I think that's certainly a possibility. The folks we have engaged right now are our staff using our hounds, and yes, we have a person under contract that has been assisting us for multiple years now, and this is an individual that has extensive experience in doing this, and there were even some years where we had Wyoming Game and Fish staff coming over and helping as well, but they were doing that for free as a cooperative and collaborative effort as well. So it is a very targeted, a very strategic approach when we do the DNA collection. There's a lot that goes into that, a lot of planning from a statistical standpoint and data integrity as well. So not saying that's not an opportunity down the road, but it's something that we take very seriously, and it's more than just going out and finding a line, tracking it, tree it, and then obtain the DNA sample. So we have quite a few questions and concerns in respect to this particular petition. What I would offer to you, again, as we go back over this next month and looking at the first petition that you approved, the recommendation or suggestion of how you would use these licenses for the use of hounds out there, we will look at more than just one way. We'll look at beyond just a limited draw. Maybe this is the approach, as the gentleman just described. Maybe there's something else. But I would offer, give us the time to have that time to do that and review that and look at bringing forward recommendations. So, Madam Chair, I'll turn it back over to you and try to answer any questions you may have.
Very good. Any questions for Director Kirschman at this time? Or Mr. Weimer that's here. Bruce Cole.
Commissioner Cole, just a quick question, maybe point of clarification that somebody can tell me. So we've got one petition that we just approved, and we've got a second one here. And in just a little bit, we have a proposal. They all deal with basically what could be the same thing. What is the right procedure here? And I guess to get really into it, what you come back with as a staff at the next meeting, or did we just, wait a minute, was that changed to the Deadwood one? So whenever you come back with whatever your proposal is, could it in fact be it could be anything that you propose, correct? So it could be something from both of these, is that correct? I just want to know where we are.
Yep.
Okay, so, and then the other thing is, give me a point of clarification on this. Pursuit means what in South Dakota?
So, Madam Chair, let me start first with your first questions, if I may, in respect to the process. You have accepted one petition already. We're moving forward on that. You have this petition in front of you. Should you deny this and there's pieces of this that you want for consideration, we can go back and consider that, which we will regardless, in reviewing your first petition, okay? You have coming up in just a few minutes our mountain lion season recommendation. If you look at it, we had no recommended change. So we have no changes that we're asking you to make at that point in time. But what I would say is the petition that you already accepted, that's what we're moving forward with right now as the commission proposal for sure, at minimum, unless you decide to do something with this. Then we will review that. You can give us any direction of any specifics you would like us to look at closely. We can bring recommendations to you at the September commission meeting. We'll have that conversation discussion. You can amend your proposal at that point in time, make further adjustments. That'll be your formal proposal moving forward to the October meeting then, which will have the included public hearing and official public notice go out. So you would have September meeting to further discuss again, and then finalization in October. Does that help clarify that? From the standpoint of pursuit, I am gonna look for a little help on this one. Mr. Katilnik, I know, was looking at this earlier. There are statutes that talk about when you're doing hunting activities and pursuits and fair chase and that, and pursue is actually written into one of those. So, Mr. Katilnik, if you would, please.
Thank you, Director Kirschman. Under STCL 41-1-1, subparagraph, I believe, 15, they do have a definition of hunting and hunt, and that does include the pursuit of a wild animal.
Please.
So the only thing that you didn't make real clear is the proposal that you have now. I'm just assuming from what you said, we probably need to table that. Is that correct? No.
No need.
I'm talking about the one that you've had in here before these. Okay. All right. That's fine.
Yep.
Yeah. And just to clarify, Director Kirschman, we'll move forward with what we need to today, but if we end up wanting to make changes next time, we'll just amend that version.
Correct.
So, any additional questions for Director Kirschman? Or our petitioner that brought the item before us. Comments at this time? You can, Commissioner Beast.
Commissioner Beast here. With these mountain lion issues being such controversial, I think taking two of them up at one time might be, you know, not good. And I think it'd be confusing to the public to throw multiple proposals out there at one time. So my opinion is to deny the second one and just move with the first one that we put forward at this time, because we're going to have a lot to deal with and listen to the public comment and see what they want to do from here. So I would move to deny the second petition for that reason.
We have a motion to deny. We do need a second.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Locken. Commissioner Locken, did you have additional questions or comments?
I had the exact same comment. I think we can only deal with one at a time. The public is going to be upset at us the way it is, or some of the public is going to be upset with it and confused. Let's deal with one at a time. We can clarify some things. If it can stand on its merits, we can pass the second one another time.
Additional comments? Before we vote, I would concur with what's been said. Mr. Weimer, thank you for bringing this forward. I think you brought some interesting thoughts for all of us to look at, and it sounds like the department, now that they'll have more time, can take a look at both of those. I do agree. I don't want to put too much in front of the public. I don't want it to be confusing, but I'm glad that we've had this conversation today. And to your point regarding the relationship between the Houndsman and the department, I think this is a step in the right direction. So thank you all for coming forward. With that, we have a motion on the table to deny this petition and a second. All those in favor of the denial, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed? The denial is accepted. So Director Kirschman, what I'd like to do, so we're just on the same page, I would like to, if we can, the next item would be number 11, and that would be the mountain lion proposal.